Geico makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. That way, you have more energy for harder things, like the laundry. Why is it so difficult to fold clothes? They just end up wrinkly anyway, or on the floor in a pile that just sits there, taunting you. But with renter's insurance through Geico, at least you know that those clothes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with Geico.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Three Terrible Gamers podcast. This is episode 128 here with Colin.
Hey guys.
All right, we have all new topics for you guys because I think we finished all of them last week. So we'll go ahead and get into it. Forza Horizon 5 PS5 release date announced.
April 29th, 2025. So yet again, another Xbox exclusive getting sent over to PlayStation. We knew it was in the works. It was coming. It was just when, which now we know when. I'm actually looking forward to it, especially if it's like a cross-platform situation where you can play with both and see which one's really the best racer.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Out of consoles or players, rather.
I just play on PC.
Yeah, that's true, too. I don't know. I used it for the cloud gaming on the TV. I haven't played it on the PC. Because if I played it on the PC, I would try to keyboard and mouse it.
That'd be rough.
That'd be a little rough.
Especially since there's no analog on keyboard and mouse. You can't control your speeds either full blast or not at all.
Also true.
Yeah. It's either... Or not either, but I was thinking about that. But anyway, Forza Horizon 5, it's available for pre-order right now for PS5. So, and it will be released, like Colin said, on April 29th. It says standard edition comes with the complete base game and its free content and features like Horizon Realms. Get access to an extra 42 cars added with Car Pass by purchasing the deluxe edition of Forza Horizon 5. Upgrade your adventure to the fullest with the Premium Edition. This edition comes with both Forza Horizon 5 expansions, Rally Adventure, and Hot Wheels, 42 additional cars from Car Pass, VIP membership, and extra perks that are included in the Welcome Pack. Pre-order and Premium Edition also grants you early access to the game starting April 25th. And it goes on to say, no matter which version of the game you choose to pre-order, you will get a special bundle completely free of charge with your purchase, including Forza Horizon 5's cover car, the 2021 Mercedes-AMG Mercedes-AMG 1, 5,000 Forzathon points, which can be used to buy cars and cosmetics, 5 backstage passes, which can be used to unlock any hard-to-find car available in the backstage shop. It says if you're already playing Forza Horizon 5, be sure to share the news with your PS5 friends and invite them to join us at Horizon Festival, as crossplay will be available between all platforms. So it's kind of figured there would be, but you know, sometimes you never know.
That's exactly right. It could be like, oh yeah, no, you just get to have the game on your console, you don't get to play with Xbox players.
Yeah.
So I didn't go that far into the article. I was just done a date just because it was a simple thing. Plus, I knew we had something to talk about with it, playing both having played the game.
Right, yeah. And then...
it's a nice little game.
It's not bad.
I wouldn't pay for all the extra stuff.
No, I wouldn't either. So the Forza Horizon game I played the most was the first one. And then I played more of... A little bit... less of 2, a little bit less of 3. Like, as it kept going, I always played less. I didn't play 4 at all, and I played a little bit of 5. Just at that, you know, those times I had more games to play, so I played less of those. But
5's the only one I haven't beat out of the 4. So, I mean, it's not necessarily that I played less of it, it's just they're usually such quick games to beat. Then with 5, I'm just like, okay, I'm not really wanting to download it or anything, to focus on playing it. Because either I'm playing with, you know, you, Ryland, or I'm just not wanting to play games at all.
Right. Yeah, that's how it really... Either I'm playing Call of Duty right now or not really playing anything. So
yeah. Those are my two modes.
There's a bunch of games I need to beat. I just haven't.
That's one.
It goes on to say, too, there's different graphics modes, which I think there was on the Xbox, too. But there's performance, which is 60 frames per second, and quality, which is 30 frames per second. And it says on the PS5 Pro, on the PS5 Pro, the performance mode receives increased visual fidelity, while quality mode adds ray-traced car reflections to races and free roam. So if you have PS5 Pro, get a little bit more better graphics on the performance mode. All right, we'll go ahead and move on from that. Former Nintendo employee predicts June for Switch 2 release.
This one's a little bit longer. A former Nintendo employee referred to only by his first name, Sean. Well, I'm assuming that's Nintendo of America, since Sean is a thing, because I'm not going to assume that's a cross-seas name.
Yeah,
as a parent, but appeared on Kit and Kristen Nintendo podcast to give his two cents on when to expect a console. According to Sean, who worked with Nintendo, Nintendo's United States retail marketing and strategy teams, the Switch 2 will likely launch at the start of the summer, more specifically in June. This is close to earlier rumors that suggested the Switch 2 will drop on May 22nd, a date fans have noticed aligns with gaps between the first Switch Direct and the launch date. Sean also offered a practical explanation for his more general estimate, saying an early summer release would help Nintendo capitalize on the excitement from students looking forward to end of school year, which I never thought of that as a reason to release a console before holiday season.
Me either, honestly. I mean, because the other two consoles, you don't really think of it that way, but Nintendo's more geared towards kids, so that does make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one way to think about it, especially since he's an insider with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not being a kid anymore, it's just like, oh, okay, yeah, I don't see why they would do summertime. And I was like, oh, wait, yeah, that actually makes sense reading that.
It does make sense. So yeah, maybe around the June Direct, they'll release the Switch 2. So,
because what, technically, the Switch came out right around the time of like Easter break would have been around for a lot of schools and colleges.
Yeah. Yep. Around spring break.
That makes sense. I mean, still a rumor, still just a estimate for somebody that used to work for them.
Right. Used to, so.
Yeah. It's just how sooner, how far it's been since he's left or got let go, whichever one happened.
Right. So, yeah, maybe the time he worked there, they were trying to get it around June, and then something may have happened and they'll delay it till September or whatever for holiday. You never know.
But marketing definitely helps, because obviously you would have to market the dates to the retailers that are releasing the console.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Keep you guys updated on that. But as of right now, I wouldn't get your hopes up.
As of right now, it's another rumor talk.
Yeah.
Just a more accurate and more detailed rumor.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. God of War Remastered games rumored for next month.
God of War Remastered rumors began heating up late last year, with sources claiming the first three mainline entries in the 2013 prequel God of War Ascension were being developed under Nixus. Sony and God of War Studios, Sony Santa Monica, have declined to comment on the topic, but if there is any inkling of truth to the current reports, then it won't be a long wait to see those remasters officially revealed. God of War Ragnarok was the last official game released ported to PC in 2024. We don't know That one of the two live service games recently canceled by Sony was supposedly based in the God of War universe. Meanwhile, Kratos actor Christopher Judge shut down a report about a potential new game in the series, describing these rumors as absolutely not true. Sony Santa Monica also has multiple projects in development, including its first new IP in 20 years.
Yeah. So, I know this was a rumor a couple of weeks ago that they were going to announce this at their State of Play, and they didn't. They barely announced anything PlayStation Studios related. So, maybe next month? I don't know. It says maybe because it's around the same time as an upcoming exhibition that will commemorate the series' 20th anniversary. So that would make sense. And my question is, if it is true, will it drop for PC at the same time as PS5, with it just being remasters and not a new game? Or will it have to wait a year or so like the rest of the games?
I say it'll probably be a year or so before they do it, which I say it'll probably be a shadow drop for PlayStation players.
Yeah.
For PlayStation 5 specifically. I doubt they'll do a PS4 port for it.
Yeah, I doubt. Just PS5.
We're exactly only a generation off from the third one.
Yeah.
In the series. So yeah, I say that PC will probably wait a year, year and a half before they see it, which, I mean, PlayStation could surprise, because technically you can go purchase each one of those games individually off of Steam or whichever game platform you want to use or emulate it.
Yeah. Too. Yeah, that's how I've played them recently. It's just PS2, PS3 emulator, but I don't know, I'd like to play a remastered version of the first three.
I understand the wanting to go back and play it, but the type of style of games they were to what they are now.
Oh, yeah. The way they are now is just way better.
His design back then, because obviously he was younger back then, and, you know, even though he's a godlike creature, quite literally God of War, but. Still, his design was completely different. So if they remastered it, do you think they would remaster it to make him look like how he looks now? Or do you think they would still give him that physique of being younger?
They should do it just him being younger, because if they gave him his character model now, it wouldn't align up with, you know, the lore and everything. So
yeah. Because now he's like, and how do you think his color will be? Do you think he'll still be like a white, like an Xbox controller white, or like a white Xbox controller white, or do you think he'll be like a pasty white like how he is now?
They might keep the pasty color just to align the colors and then just make him younger.
Because he's two completely different colors in those games.
Yeah. And, I mean, the reason he's that color is supposed to be the ashes from his wife and daughter that, you know, he killed or whatever. But, you know, it makes sense to me to keep him the same color as what the newer games have him, because technically that'd be the most accurate, because it's better graphics and everything.
Yeah. And it's a more ashy color opposed to a white color.
Yeah.
Which I can understand, like, I would say it was like charcoal white is like the initial one, like how your charcoal start to burn and they turn white like that.
Yeah.
And now it's like the actual like ash of the charcoal. Like they're two different colors, even though it's coming from the same thing. That's the best way I can explain it color wise.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to play that. And I think it should include the PSP titles too, because they are canon, but maybe they're waiting to release those another time remastered. Who knows? But.
Or even on their, not necessarily remastered, but bring it to their PlayStation Plus.
Yeah. Once again, Sony, I would get PlayStation Plus, you know, if I didn't have to have a PlayStation to play those games. It feels like Game Pass. But...
Yeah, you release it to, they're losing a lot of money that way.
Oh, yeah. PC players would be all over that. I mean, just look at how much money they make from selling their games on PC. Imagine if we could have access to their PlayStation Plus games too.
Which I know it's not a topic that you chose, but it was something that got mentioned last week from one of Sony's top head people. It was like, yeah, we realize how much more money we'd be making if we released a PC or stuff even sooner or had a Game Pass situation.
I understand keeping their games exclusive for a year, year and a half, 2 years, whatever, but I think they are, I mean, they'll get their money quick. I'm not going to say they're losing money because PC players do wait and then they buy those games. But I think they'll get their money quicker, obviously, if they just let PlayStation have their exclusive games for maybe just a few months, 3 to 6 months or something like that, instead of a couple years. And I know that would probably let the development, it would take longer to develop because you have to upscale it and everything for PC, put more options in it for upscaling and stuff, but it would make them more money.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, even if you had, like, if they did let PS Plus just come over, not, so don't do what Xbox does and let the exclusive come out day one to PC. Let the exclusive, like you said, come out 3-6 months, whatever the actual time is. You can still enjoy the other games in the series beforehand. And then once it comes, you can download it for nothing or, you know, obviously it's in the membership cost.
Right. Yep.
But I still don't think they technically run their PlayStation Plus that way either.
No, I don't know exactly how they run it. It doesn't make sense to me.
Again, we don't have PlayStations to, or it'd be worth for us to get PlayStation Plus.
Right. And I'm not going to buy PlayStation 5 because I'll wait for the games to come to PC. So.
That's true.
But we can move on. We got the Pokemon Presents recap.
There's a few of them.
Yeah.
So I just basically done a summary of the summary. Summary of the recap.
Okay.
All right. So Pokemon Presents came out when last Wednesday? Think so?
Yeah.
Thursday?
So. Wednesday or Thursday.
And in their video, I just summarized points of everything they covered in the video. I'm not going into extreme detail with it. There's a lot of the Pokemon I don't even know.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But Pokemon Concierge is getting a new episode on Netflix in September. Didn't even know Pokemon Concierge was a thing on Netflix until the thing, which I'm probably going to have to go watch it now.
I didn't either. The art style looks weird on it. Did you see a picture of it?
Yeah, I've seen the picture.
It's not anime, like.
No. A lot of cartoons are doing that, though, nowadays.
Yeah.
We'll get off topic a little bit here, but the new Shrek trailer. That's one of those things. I think it needs the Sonic treatment. I think people need to go buoy them to change the design of it.
I haven't even seen it. Shrek look rough.
They all look rough.
Yeah.
Donkey probably looks the worst.
Really?
But anyways, back on Pokemon. Flapple and Appleton join Pokemon Cafe Remix. Pokemon Sleep will have you shaking off nightmares as Cresselia and Darkrai clash in an upcoming event. Pokemon Go Tour Unova kicks off March 1st, featuring Pokemon Black Kyurem and White Kyurem. Yet again, don't know half these Pokemon names now.
No.
Suicune, Alolan, Raichu, and Awesome are coming to Pokemon Unite. Pokemon trading card game Pocket is finally getting ranked matches along with special events and new set of cards adding got itself to gotcha. Pokemon Champion announced for Switch and mobile on new PvP competition where you can fight with your Pokemon from older games. Pokemon Legends Z to A confirms its starting trio, and it leans on gold-silver lineup much more than I was expecting. Which I think that's the one with Turtwig, if I'm not mistaken. And maybe, I'm thinking that's the generation.
Always
the grass Pokemon.
I think so.
Pokemon Legends ZA remembers it's the open zone JRPG as actual parkour and platforming, so you can explore the city. Pokemon Legends ZA brings a series of first real-time dodges and commands with action RPG energy. It makes the whole thing feel way more like the anime. Pokemon Legends ZA launches late 2025 on Switch. And Mega Evolutions on Switch 2, I should say. Mega Evolutions are returning for the first time in 7 years. So, Arceus got its sequel announced officially.
Yeah, so you think it will release on the Switch 2 also?
Maybe stupid not to.
That's what I think, too.
Their new console.
That's what I think, too. Especially if it's late 2025.
I just don't think they're saying Switch 2 right now because it's technically not released yet.
Right.
But when they release it, then they have their next Direct, like, after it's out. Pokemon Legends will be announced on it, for sure.
So how do you think they'll do it? You think they'll release it actually for the Switch 2, or it'll just be playable in the Switch 2 because of backward compatibility?
Well, it depends if we're going to go by what Mr. Sean said earlier. Because late 2025, that means it would be releasing in holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
While if that's the case, and it's releasing in June, it's not going to release with the Switch 2 for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it all is going to depend on when it actually releases. If it winds up being holiday season, I say it'll potentially have a thing to come with it, because usually Nintendo does a Switch, well, a couple Pokemon collabs with Switches whenever the new Pokemon games come out each year.
Yeah.
And so far they haven't announced their new Pokemon, the two new Pokemon games that's coming out. That's just your standard Pokemon game.
Right.
This year, so it's easily that that could have a Switch 2 made in its image.
Yeah, we'll see. At least I think it'd be stupid not to release it for both, but because Switch games are backward compatible on the Switch 2, you never know what they'll do with that. Depends on how far in development they were and if they tried to develop it for the Switch 2 or not.
I mean, at the end of the day, they're going to... You'll have some people that has a Switch and a Switch 2 that's going to buy both copies.
Yeah.
And they get $140 just from doing that.
Yeah. Me, I wouldn't buy both copies. But
no, me either. But you have bought two copies of Call of Duty, two copies of 2Ks in the past.
I have.
So there's people that's like you, but with Pokemon.
Yeah.
For those style games.
Oh, there's definitely way more people like that with Pokemon.
Yeah. So I'm sure a lot of people will buy both copies if they come out both copies.
I'll get one copy because, I mean, Legends is good.
Even with you with Breath of the Wild, you bought the Wii U and the Switch version.
I did. Just, I don't know why I bought the Switch
version. That's even Nintendo related.
I don't know why I bought the Switch version, honestly, more than just collecting, but.
Yeah. I bought it because I had the Switch.
Yeah.
Actually, like, you need to try this game.
It's good. Got you in the Zelda.
You did.
Don't say I never done nothing for you.
It's true.
Definitely a thing I'm excited about on that is Pokemon Legends. I don't think you played Arceus, did you?
I didn't. I think that's right when we was moving, you was moving. Because I know you try to get it. Because I think, what was it? We could play together on that game if I did get it.
Yeah.
Or was it only locally?
It was locally, yeah. You're right, it was locally.
Yeah.
That's another thing they should add to this is co-op.
Multiplayer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be cool.
Online multiplayer, not.
Yeah. Not.
Because I guess technically they did have it if you had your own LAN.
Yeah. But Arceus was a good game. Like I said, it's the thing that reminds me most of Power World. And hopefully with this game, Nintendo took something a little bit, learned a little bit of something from Power World and put it into this game. I mean, Arceus was fun. It was great, but Power World was just better. I didn't know it until obviously Power World came out, but Power World's better. So hopefully with this game, they've... And it's not that... It's not even that Arceus had a lot wrong with it. It's just Power World was just fun.
Yeah, it's missing the crafting mechanics and everything else, but at the same time, if Nintendo was to try that now, Pocket Pair would be salty and sue, you know, counter to them for doing that, because at that point, they would be ripping them off instead of taking off something from, like, Ark.
Right, yeah, they can't. They can't do that. They can't do that. So, I mean, this game will be fun. I'll get it, and I'll play it, but we'll just see how it compares to Power World.
But online function would be nice on that game.
Yeah. Yeah, that would make it a lot better. All right. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 and 4 has been raided.
In Singapore.
In Singapore, yes.
In Singapore. Not anything really special over here. I'm assuming they're going to have the same ratings as what they had over here, which was T for Teen, just because of soundtrack.
Yeah.
That's if they have the same music, because, you know,
licensing, the licensing and everything
was in 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Actually, it'd be longer than that, because 5 came out in 2020.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would probably be a little bit longer than that. But in Singapore, it was rated general. Don't know
what that is.
What that actually means in Singaporean. ESRB, well, their version of ESRB.
General. To me, that'd be like E. Just the general public, you know, whatever, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Because, yeah, there's no way of... I'm not Singaporean. I'm not the guy that created TikTok.
Ask him.
But, yeah, it's general over there, which, yet again, they're... laws could be more relaxed with what kids can and can't do or hear.
Yeah, look at Japan.
Well, not technically even close to the same spots. But
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like Japan compared to here,
Asian countries in general are typically more relaxed with that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Or Asian-based countries, I should say.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's rated general there, which could be any sports game rating, or like you said, just any E for E. Because technically, any sports game, if it gets anything above an E, it's usually because of language and the soundtracks for over here.
Yeah.
Which is real, still kind of pointless, because they still do edit everything down.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, it's not even been confirmed, really, that Pro Skater 3 and 4 is a thing, but, I mean, it's been rated in Singapore, and then says the page notes of that rating said that the game is scheduled to release in 2025 for PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series, Nintendo Switch, and PC.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's pretty much confirmed at that point. Unless something happens and they cancel it for some reason, even though it's done pretty much.
Yeah, if you get a rating for something anywhere, it's usually set in stone.
Yeah.
Unless the Singaporean government just made it up, but why would they?
Yeah, what do they gain from that?
Yeah. Get Activision some more publicity. That's the only thing you're really doing.
Right. It says the latest round of rumors began in September 2024 when Tony Hawk teased something insanely exciting around the franchise's 25th anniversary. So it makes sense to release that if it's around their 25th anniversary. And then Pro Skater 1 and 2 remastered came out in 2020. So that'd have been for their 20th anniversary.
How does it feel about World of the video games?
Yeah. And I remember playing the crap out of 1 and 2 on the PS1.
Mm-hmm.
Good games.
They are.
Playing them on an emulator on PC, the graphics are rough, but they're still good games. And the soundtracks are really good on those games. Yeah. Not as good as ATV 2, but pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have good soundtracks with sports games or sports-related games.
I don't know.
Especially if it's considered an extreme sport.
Yeah, I'll say 2K's been lacking for the past several years on their music.
Pretty much since 2K14.
Yeah, 2K14 had the best soundtrack out of any 2K. All right, that's pretty much all the time we have, but I'll just say the last one. Fable gets delayed to 2026. Xbox announced that in their their direct or their showcase, whatever it was they had last week.
The Fable fandom has been waiting for news, a bittersweet announcement has finally dropped. Fable's reboot, which was announced and made by former Forza Horizon developer Playground Games back in 2020, has been slowly cooking in the background ever since. It occasionally shows up as Microsoft conferences, but the last news of the substance was in 2025 release window. And that just slipped further out. Now Fable is due for 2026 instead. Though a minute of pre-alpha gameplay footage was released to tide fans over at the wait for the franchise's return continues. I've only seen the Fable games. I've never played the Fable games.
Yeah, I've never played them either. I know they're a fantasy RPG, so I don't know how true they are to the RPG, type of genre. Because, like I said before, Legends Arceus was considered an RPG, and I mean, yeah, it is because it's a Pokemon game. You have turn-based fighting or whatever, but it's open world too, so it's not awful like the regular Pokemon games are to me.
I think when I think of fantasy RPG, I'm thinking of slip my mind. Final Fantasy.
Yeah, so that's another franchise I haven't really played much.
No, but you hear about them all the time. They've been around forever.
Yeah. Yeah. But that is all the time and topics we have. We appreciate you guys for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, YouTube, Discord, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all of them pretty much. Buy our merch on Redbubble and TeePublic. Colin, do you have anything?
Nope, that's it. Later, guys.
See you guys next week.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.